Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. If you've been concerned about a common core in your life, we have somebody here who's an expert on deconstructing. You've been deconstructing for a long time, Kevin.
And it's been many years now. I feel like a seasoned veteran, so it's moving along just fine.
So we got updates coming from our good friend, Kevin. And, you know, it's that kind of season where people are starting to think about school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good thing. And hopefully what we talk about today will challenge them a good deal.
I like to be challenged. You can challenge me. I'm actually taking my daughter off to college next weekend.
Really? That sounds exciting.
She's going to Samford University, which they don't teach Common Core at Samford. And she's actually studying education, so that's going to be fun. But along the lines of school, we have Cody Johnson, who is with the Back to School Bash, which is part of the We Can Only Imagine weekend coming to Mount Pisgah Church, which coincidentally is on Mount Pisgah Church Road in Greensboro. Did you guys plan that, or was it just the way it happened?
I think it was just the way it happened.
Okay. And that's next Saturday, which actually Andy Bowersox will be hosting Kingdom Pursuits live from there starting at 11. But the event itself, the Back to School Bash, starts at 8:30. And so it's kind of also PK day. That means pastor's kid, because, right, Cody, your dad's the pastor.
Yeah, he is.
But on top of that, you also get to work with the young adults. You're one of the pastors on staff there too, right?
Yes, I'm actually a licensed local pastor with the Methodist Church, and I work with the young adults, which is the 20 and 30s and the college age at the church. So it's a blessing to work with them.
So is that like an LLP? A licensed local pastor.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they call it.
So, you know, I thought I was going to avoid it, but I can't do it. Whenever I get a Methodist on here, I always have to do this because it's just too much fun. You're looking at me like, oh, no, where is he going? Well, rumor has it you guys have united again. So you love that, don't you? Anyway, we also have with us today Ethan Moore. And Ethan, how cool is this? He is with Truth to Utah. Now, you may know that we have stations in Utah, Truth radio stations. So Truth to Utah. This is Truth and the number 2 Utah. Ethan, did you come up? You got a shirt that says Truth to Utah and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
And also a pastor's kid.
I am, yes, sir.
Kevin, are you a pastor's kid?
No, I'm not, actually. My dad was an HVAC man.
Oh!
For 40 years. So I know a little more about air conditioning than running a worship service.
So you're an HK.
Yeah.
As you go. All right. But, Ethan, that's an amazing thing that you get called to Utah. And let me just tell you how I met Ethan. So we have this Christian Businessmen's Committee that has met in Mocksville for 20 years. And I see this young man just sitting out there in the parking lot, and I'm like, hey. And he's got a Truth to Utah shirt on, and my friend Gaither had invited him. I never met him in my life, and I'm like, and being called as a missionary to Utah. And those of us who are familiar with the Truth Network know Russ East is our station manager in Utah, and you know we've been all about that Truth for Utah for a long time. So it's really cool to find a young man. Nathan, you're 21?
Yes, sir.
So it's really cool what God's going to have for you. But you can tell that all along these lines, there's this common theme, right, Jasper? The common theme of school. So speaking of school, an instructor, you may not know this, but an instructor at an ice cream parlor, have you thought about this? They're Sunday school teachers. Sort of a Sunday school teacher. Think about it. You're not laughing. This was the part that you guys were the laughing stage. Okay. Now, you may laugh at this one. Overheard in med school, I learned about the colon through the process of elimination. And all students in Helsinki go to finishing school. That makes sense, right? All students in Helsinki go to finishing school. And I have to tell you, I once went to Helsinki. And we got on this tour bus, and this lady was very Finnish. She was fine. But on top of that, she had this very German-sounding accent to me. And so she starts out our tour by saying, "Welcome to Helsinki." You know what I thought Kevin Hell was thinking? It was an immediate thought, but that's just... So anyway, to continue on, because I can see you guys are really enjoying this. If you miss a class at beauty school, you'll need a makeup session.
I like that.
He liked one. That's good. And skipping school, you know, since we're talking about school, to bungee jump, that will get you suspended. He's doing it. See, we've trained them, and that's good. So along all those shenanigans, you know, I would actually have a riddle, and you could call in and win today at 866-348-7884. If you can tell us which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to as the law, he referred to the law as a schoolmaster. Which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to the law as a schoolmaster? I think, and I'm sure you would agree with me, that he was trying to get to the principal, I think. Which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to as a schoolmaster? And if you can tell us that, Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a book from the Kingdom Proceeds Prize Vault.
There you go. And all you have to do is call 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to the law as a schoolmaster? And I really do think it all had to do with the principal, you know. And these guys were in school recently enough that they enjoyed that. So that was really good. Kevin, I didn't hear a lot of laughing on your end of the phone, though.
I really enjoy those bros. I was laughing on the inside. I do like those. No. My wife and I, we tend to like, I don't want to call them, I don't want to be insulting and saying they're dumb jokes, but we love that.
My wife refers to them as stupid jokes.
Yeah.
Or
the dumb dad jokes. We love those.
Long before I did Kingdom Pursuits, I would do a devotion at a nursing home in Knoxville, where my stupid joke started. And the other day, and my wife will not, like, if I start telling, it's like, she is going away, like, don't start him, you know, it's bad. She does not like my sense of humor. Well, I am doing my monologue at the nursing home, and my phone calls her. And she said, you know, I hear you standing there telling these stupid jokes. And then this unbelievable laughter at you laughing at your jokes. And she said, the only funny part of the whole thing is you laughing.
Yeah. Well, that is worth something.
And then, you know, I hung up, and 2 minutes later, you called me back, still from my pocket. You know, I could hear your jokes. Now, I did not do this on purpose, but I think God is trying to show her that a sense of humor is critically important. And I'm personally shocked in the meantime that no one has called in at 866-348-7884. This is really a good riddle. Which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to the law as a schoolmaster? I think that's awesome. Don't you, Ethan?
I think so. I'm surprised nobody that I may know that may be listening hadn't called in.
So, Ethan, we know that Caleb or Cody, you're Nathan and he's Caleb, but actually you're Ethan and he's Cody, and we got Kevin's on the phone. When we get back, we're actually going to get down to what the show's about today. And I know you've been sitting there going, Robbie, at some point, you got to stop all shenanigans. I could go on, but you got to call us at 866-348-7884. So much more Kingdom Pursuits. And I heard Stu Epperson might be coming in just in any moment.
Kingdom Pursuits will be on location at Mount Pisgah United Methodist Church in Greensboro, right there on the corner of Battleground Road and Mount Pisgah Church Road. Loving Kingdom Pursuits this morning with your host, Robbie Dillmore. Robbie, this is so exciting. Pastor Jeff Johnson is the pastor of that church. Pastor Jeff, you care about the 25% of Greensboro youth who are impoverished. They have nothing. They're struggling. And what is your church doing about it next Saturday? We'll be there live. Tell everyone real quick on this awesome audience.
We're going to be blessing the community with 1,000 backpacks. They're already packed. They're already loved on. We have prayed over them. We are looking forward to also give 200 free sports physicals. We have all these different doctors coming in. We're also got free haircuts coming in. We have 5 barbers that are going to be there. We have freed. We have bouncy games. We have so many things that we are going to bless the community for. But if you ask me how we got to this point, we're sitting there kind of vision casting, and I read a quote that just really was challenging, and it said this: if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough.
How about that?
And I was sitting there, and I said, yeah, okay, we're going to do 1,000. 1,000? Yeah, Jeff said 1,000. And when you look at our parking lot, we don't have the room for that.
Wow.
But all these people have gotten involved, and we have started out and had all these people donate, and we are in a season of blessings. We're going to do from funnel cakes. We got all these things. We got a new business coming up in our community, a bump cake business. Mm. But they have none of the bump cakes. They're going to be blessing. All these people are going to be blessing wow. people. And what we're really trying to do, Stu, is just build relationships. Wow. We want to build relationships, and I want somebody to know that Jesus cares about them.
That's so cool. Right in the middle of Greensboro, come out, and you're showing a big movie. Cody, you're Jeff's son that night. What's the movie you're showing? And tell everyone real quick about that.
We're showing the movie I Can Only Imagine, based upon the hit song by Mercy Me. And the movie is going to be shown at 7:15 that night.
Okay.
We're going to have some funnel cakes come out around earlier before, some light refreshments, awesome. Some popcorn. And we're also going to have music shown before then.
Okay. Kingdom Pursuits will be on location next week. Tune in and show up at the Mount Pisgah Church in the huge parking lot there. A big party, tons of goodies, giveaways, food, a lot of fun. Bauer Sox will be there with a big pray for your pastor bus. Thank you, Pastor Jeff, for doing this and for your support of Christian Radio and for letting all of our listeners know, man.
Thank awesome. You. It's a grand opportunity. We always tell our people that a church alive is worth the drive. And one I of the like things that. We are so excited about, our base likes to do something to reach the community. Mm. And not only are we reaching, but I've been telling our people from when we went to South Dakota, we are an answer to prayer. When we do things, we are an answer to somebody's prayer. Some of our people say, yeah, well, some people take advantage of it. Yeah, they will. But you know what? We're going to be an answer to prayer to many, many people. Wow. And so we steer. And this third thing, I think there's a lot of people that are looking out in the community that are saying, you know what? The church don't do anything for anybody. All the church does is spend money on ourselves. We want to show them how the church operates.
What a great picture of the body of Christ. It's next Saturday. Now, Saturday morning from 8:30 to 11:30, come out for free food and games, all kinds of goodies, all kinds of backpacks, free haircuts, free sports screening physicals, and then hang around that night for the I Can Only Imagine movie in the parking lot. It's all happening at the Mount Pisgah United Methodist Church, and Pastor Jeff Johnson, his vision to reach the community. So if you're anywhere near Greensboro, all audiences, people from all over Virginia, everywhere are going to be coming to this thing. Be sure you come out and check this out, and be sure you're there from 11 to noon for a live broadcast of Kingdom Pursuits. Now we're going to throw it back to Robbie Dillmore, host of Kingdom Pursuits, and all of his wonderful guests.
Which includes Cody, the pastor's son. And, of course, Ethan Moore, who I got his name right. But I love his last name, don't you? Because any name that ends in Moore, I think it's good, don't you think, Cody?
Yeah, it definitely stands out.
Yeah. And then Kevin Novak, our good friend, who really, in so many different ways, has been working with Christian education and deconstructing the Coliseum, but Escaping Common Core. Kevin, what'd you think about all those haircuts? I guess I got to put you on the air in order to hear what you think about all those haircuts.
Well, as you know from meeting me in person many times, you know I'm fond of the fine shave. So if you've seen my picture, if you post that on your website. But so I think the back to school bash is a great idea. Actually, when you first introduced your guest, Mount Pisgah, I live very close, right up the street from another Mount Pisgah church. And I'm like, what? I haven't heard of this going on, but different city.
Where do you live, Kevin? I didn't even know.
I'm actually in North Georgia. I was in Lynchburg, Virginia, not too far from where you are. And now I'm in North Georgia, close to Chattanooga. So there you go.
And there's a Mount Pisgah there.
Yeah, and I actually went to school at Liberty University right there in Lynchburg. So
yeah, well, and that's where I went to law school. So we were there for many years, and that's where I started my ministry. I was blessed to be around some challenging thinkers that got me to think about education, what it's really supposed to look like, and that got me involved with education. And so, as you know, Robbie, we're hosting, my organization is hosting next weekend, it'll be the 18th, this annual Great Education Forum. It's our fourth one, so we're really excited. And
yeah, and usually that's been in Lynchburg. Where is it this year?
So it's not too far from Lynchburg this year. It's in Appomattox, Virginia, which is about 20-25 minutes from Lynchburg. Yeah, so same neighborhood, same area.
Yeah, that's a pretty famous place. So it's in Appomattox. Yeah. What a great place for freedom, you know?
It's a great – well, and I like that. I like that about thinking the connotation is the kind of the crossroads of where we are as a nation. And I generally, in challenging people, just link – education, what we're doing with our young people, to the future of our nation. In other words, culture is driving politics, and just challenging people, Christians mainly, to think about what education is and who's supposed to be doing it.
And so who would you like to see come to your event next week?
Well, we've got two parts to it this year. We've actually added a leadership summit, which will be on the 19th. That's Sunday, and we've that's by invitation only, but we've been pretty
for pastors' kids.
That's actually we'd love to have both of these gentlemen there. So, in answering your question, on Saturday the 18th, pretty much anybody. This year our theme is leadership and Christian education. We've got some pastors that are going to be there that have RSVP'd, and as best we can help it, as people that have been involved with education and talking about it publicly, giving them some ideas as to how they can talk about it from the pulpit, because that's one thing that preachers, as we've seen, tend to shy away from, because they don't want to insult anybody, and not wanting to talk about who really has jurisdiction over teaching our next generation. And so we'd love to see those people, preachers, but also parents that are considering getting their children out of the civil government school system, so that they can learn from us as people that are involved with homeschooling and private education. So anybody who wants to go, we've got enough speakers there and enough Christian leaders there that can help them no matter what they're looking for.
And tell us again the name of the conference.
The conference is 4th Annual Great Education Forum. Of course, Great Education Forum is the name of it, but I like to add the 4th, that part of it, because I want to tell people every single year how many we've done in order to show them that we're not going away. We're going to build momentum, and we're going to keep doing this until we abolish the public school system. But your listeners can go to deconstructingthecoliseum.com, and then there's a link on the top right where they can go and learn more about the forum and the itinerary.
Right. So I put the link up there already at kingdompursuits.com. If you go there, you're going to see Deconstructing the Coliseum. But, you know, I just wanted to add for your benefit, Cody, that of any forum that's alive is worth a drive.
For sure. Oh my God. That is a quote by my dad. So.
I think he said any church that, right?
Yeah, anyway. Any church that is alive is worth the drive.
Absolutely, and especially if there's a free haircut involved. And I would point out that from what I understand, your event takes the cake. I mean, you got bundt cakes, you got funnel cakes, and you got, I can only imagine what all you got.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's coming up next Saturday night. They can watch Only Imagine. That starts at 7:30.
Yes, it starts at, the movie will start at 7:15, and we will have like refreshments. We're going to have funnel cakes, and we're just going to have, we're asking a lot of the colleges and the high school students to come out and really just see the movie and be able just to see God's power.
By the way, it is absolutely phenomenal movie. Absolutely free. 7:15. You're going to be an answer to a lot of people's prayer that sees that movie, I can tell you. And like we said, it's coincidentally on Mount Pisgah Church Road there in Greensboro. Starts at 7:15, but the back to school bash starts at 8:30. We're going to be there at 11, but at 8:30, 1,000 backpacks, 5 people cutting hair. Are they expecting a lot of hippies going to school? Is that what the? But so we got to get Ethan a little equal time here, because in Utah they don't cut a lot of hair. I don't know. But, you know,
yeah.
So really share with our listeners a little bit of how you felt called to Utah.
I've always wanted to be a missionary. I grew up in a pastor's home, and my dad was the pastor of Cherry Grove Baptist Church in Moravian Falls, North Carolina. And so I had a lot of missionaries come through our church, and I was excited and always loved hearing what they had to say, where they were going, just the exciting places. And I wanted to go, but didn't know if that's what the Lord wanted me to do. But at 13, I knew for sure that's what the Lord wanted me to do, was to be a missionary. And so I surrendered right then and started praying, Lord, show me where you want me to go and give me wisdom, give me guidance. And as I was just praying and going through life, and I just kept getting older and kept doing more things in the ministry there with my dad and working with him. Well, then at 18, I surrendered the call to preach and started preaching. And then at the age of 20, last year I was able to go to Arequipa, Peru. I was praying about going down there as a missionary. That was kind of my desire. I went down there with a missionary just to kind of see it, and praying about that as a possible mission field, and kind of felt that was where the Lord was leading. But while I was there, just through the course of the trip, the Lord broke my heart. But he said, this isn't where I want you. And I'm like, well, okay, Lord. I said, if this ain't where you want me, let's just go back home and keep praying and keep looking. And I got back home on Saturday and flew out Monday to go to Utah to work for a week. It was a group of 6 guys out of my home church going to help a missionary renovate a church. And I can't explain it, but when we got there Monday, I just had a feeling from the Lord, said, this is where I want you. And so I started praying, Lord, make it clear. And by the end of the week, man, I had no doubt in my mind, in my heart, that that is exactly where the Lord wanted me. And so I started, got back from that and started making preparations to get there. And it was just exciting, all that the Lord was doing in my heart, just the burden that he was giving me and putting my heart in Utah for the people there in Utah, just for the lost souls, those that need the gospel, those that need the Savior. And I was excited. I mean, I started preparing everything. I was ready to get there. I was ready to go and be there. And but the Lord said, no, I've got another plan, because I was ready to go there and work and just be there. I was ready to move right then. That was where I was ready to go. But the Lord said, no, I've got another way for you to get there. He said, I want you to go the right way. And so I got on with the mission board, Prayer Baptist Missions International, and they're based out of Bowling Springs, South Carolina. And I went and got on with them, and now I'm on deputation trying to raise support so that I can get there and be full-time in the ministry, preaching the gospel and winning souls. And one of the key things I'll mention that I'll be doing when I get there is I'll be working on Utah State University, reaching college-age kids. There's a program that's there, and I'm excited to get to be a part of that and just sharing the gospel, sharing the truth with my generation.
Isn't that cool? And you know, I think it's also extremely handy that, you know, if you go to Peru, you got to learn how to speak Spanish, right, Cody?
Yes.
But when you go to, you know, Utah, did you learn how to speak Mormonian?
No, but it's a different culture out there from what I'm used to.
Well, along those lines, I know several people called in apparently to answer the riddle, because we didn't get to them quick enough. They must have hung up. So by all means, we want to get you going during the break. You can call us at 866-348-7884. You know, this riddle doesn't quite take the cake. You'll have to go down to Mount Pisgah to get that. But we would love, which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to the law as a schoolmaster? 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. So we're going to hear more from Cody, we're going to hear more from Ethan, and a lot more from Kevin. So stay tuned. So much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have Cody Johnson, who is with the Mount Pisgah Church, but they have, we only can imagine, weekend coming up next weekend, which includes the back-to-school bash, which they'll be giving away 1,000 backpacks, haircuts, funnel cakes, bundt cakes. Oh, it's unbelievable what all they're doing. It starts at 8 o'clock next Saturday morning, a week from today. But it's part of a whole weekend, Cody, that you guys are going to do. Then we have Ethan Moore with Truth to Utah, the number two. And Ethan is being called to Utah as a missionary. We're going to hear more from him. And Kevin Novak, who is with Deconstructing the Coliseum, but they have the fourth annual World's Greatest Education Forum that's coming up in Appomattox. It's next Saturday, did you say, Kevin?
Overlap with the back to school bash, but people will be able to watch online. So your listeners, wherever they are, if they can't make it there physically, they can watch online. There's a link on the website. They'll be able to watch through sermon audio.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's really good to know. So you could still be bashing.
Yeah.
But you probably – how long is the forum going on? Is it on all weekend?
So it, like I mentioned, 2 days Saturday will be going until – well, I won't be speaking, so we probably won't run long. And, yeah, we'll probably go until about 3 on Saturday, and then we usually congregate and then Sunday we'll be coming back after service, and then there's a leadership summit that will be starting at 2. So as long as we've got a lot of leaders there, we're going to meet on Sunday and then talk about some strategies and plans going forward.
That is wonderful. And, Cody, when you've got this, you're working with the young people at your church, right? Besides the bash and all that stuff, you've got a new calling in your life, which is to work with young adults, right, as on staff at the church.
Yes. I mean, I work with the young adults, and one thing that always is passionate for me about working with that age group is during that age group, you make some of the hardest decisions that you have to make in life, which is like what college you go to, who you're going to end up marrying, where you're going to live, what you're going to do for a career. And a lot of those decisions, if they're not rooted in scripture and they're not rooted with God as in the front, then a lot of the decision will just be based on passion and trying to be the best that you can from a worldly standard. But what I'm really passionate about and what Mount Pisgah is really passionate about is bringing the young people here and not just having them here on church, but also discipling them, being involved in their life, and then seeing the spiritual involvement in there as they continue to get older, as they continue to have kids, as they continue to go through those careers, and saying that not just everybody's called to necessarily pulpit
ministry.
Has
there ever been I'm curious. Because there you are. You're a pastor's kid, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody's, you know, kind of expecting Cody's going to come along.
Yeah.
So you get the picture. But I'm curious, like, you've seen Jesus in action in your own life, and now this person shows up, and they start coming to Mount Pisgah, and you see him with the first time, and you're like, I don't know about that one. I don't know how this is going to work out. This might be a challenge. And then you watch something happen, and a seed gets planted. And the next thing you know, wow, they're coming, and they're coming. And then you see them just absolutely fall in love with Christ. And at some point in time, you go, oh, God, that's why you had me here.
Yeah, that's a great story, and I can actually think of several people in my young adult ministry.
I was saying that story because I want to hear a real story. Mine was kind of what I think might have happened, but tell me about, don't give us names, but tell us about the person that you were just like, oh my gosh, God, look at this. It's awesome.
Well, one person in particular, we have the pumpkins. We're known as the Pumpkin Church in Greensboro, and we sell at least several thousand pumpkins every single fall season. And this year in particular, we put a big emphasis on when people buy pumpkins and send our invite to the church and say, hey, we would love to see you on a Sunday morning. Well, one person in particular was out there running our former youth pastor, and a family showed up, a dad and his three daughters, and the youth pastor started telling them about the church, and they actually started coming Nancy showed up that Sunday morning to church and brought his daughters. First time he's been in church in over 20 years. And then, I mean, I think from last October to now, I think he's maybe missed 2 to 3 weeks, maybe, of church. I mean, he's really been involved in the men's ministry. He's really been involved in our young adult ministry. His daughters are really active in the children and youth programs. And just able just to see God's blessing just being involved at just a simple invitation, but also seeing where people started when they before they came to church. And then once they kind of get immersed, like you were saying about falling in love, and then with the discipleship and just through the community is a big part of it also, because we have a very active young adult community at Mount Pisgah. And throughout that, opportunities are just ways that people can grow just in their careers with one another, but also just with one another, just being able to share what God's really doing in each other's lives. So, I mean, those stories happen a lot, and it's one of the reasons I is able to keep me encouraged in ministry as I'm a young 23-year-old, just being encouraged that you are making a difference and you are doing great things for God.
Yeah, and when you think about the whole Cinderella story that I just heard, you know, because it's, you know, a pumpkin alive is worth the drive. But seriously, along that line, if you think about what I'm hearing,
yeah,
is that you guys are reaching out to the community with pumpkins. A lot of things that, you know, some Christians, you know, like, man, we don't want anything to do with Halloween. They're going to, you know, who knows what those pumpkins might turn out to be. But nonetheless, God had you guys out there alive looking for something. And now you've got a 1,000 backpacks, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you've got 5 people cutting hair, which, you know, all these people going to school, they need a haircut, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're coming. I mean, it's brilliant. I was sitting there thinking, what a great idea. And, of course, taking the cake, you know, that's cool. So I'm thinking, I see the I see what he's talking about. And by bringing these people in, like you did with the pumpkins, mm-hmm. you know, they get a chance to feel like they're part of a community, people that care about them, people that, you know, like, wow, these people like me, and they're not even trying to sell me anything, you know?
And one thing that's really cool with the young adult ministry is a lot of people work with different professions, whether it be school teachers, a lot of people are in landscaping, a lot of people, we have some people that are lawyers, and just so many different careers, but yet in each one of them, I always tell them that you can be on fire for God regardless of your career. So if you want to be a school teacher, be the best school teacher that you can be for God, and you have opportunities every single day to show God to the students, be involved in their lives. Then.
Actually, if you were to read Our Daily Bread today, which we do that at Devotion at Truth Broadcasting, and so I like today's better than yesterday, so I read ahead. And it was the story about a checkout guy. I worked in a checkout counter in a store. His name was Fred. And because this guy had a huge smile on his face and he did his job so well, and everybody wanted to be in Fred's line because it's like, man, because he's doing it well.
Yeah.
And people can see, and I bet you there's somebody in your life. Maybe it's the guy who's standing on the corner selling papers or something, but you can just see the joy of the Lord and away you go. And when I look at Ethan, right, don't you see that joy of the Lord right there?
Oh, yeah,
so you're
sure.
Going to Utah and you're thinking whatever, but before we get to the Utah thing, and I see the joy of the Lord in Ethan completely, I would love to know how a pastor's kid gets saved. I mean, it seems like all the odds are against you. How did you get to know Jesus really as a personal faith? Because it's one thing to get your dad's faith, but it's another thing to get your faith. What happened?
Yeah, and that's one thing is that I understood that I couldn't get to heaven on my dad's salvation. My dad was saved, but that's not going to get me into heaven. Salvation is personal, and that was taught. My dad taught that. He preached that. And I'm just thankful for Sunday school teachers in my church.
Oh, that's what
they
I'm trying to do,
that.
Go into that day when, like, oh, my goodness, I got a problem.
Yeah.
And the only solution, can you take us there?
Sunday school teachers had a big part in that. They taught the gospel very clearly, that we're lost and we need a Savior. And so at a young age, I understood that I was a sinner and that I needed a Savior. And then through listening to my dad and Sunday school teachers, I heard how to be saved. And I knew how. And then one day I was at home We were doing school. Well, I wasn't doing school. I was just kind of piddling around. And they're sitting talking with my mom at the school desk. I was homeschooled. And,
oh, you're gonna, you love that, don't you, Kevin? I know Kevin is like, oh, man, this is my kid right here.
And so my
mom was homeschooled, too. So.
Were you really?
It's awesome.
All right, here we go.
It's awesome.
Oh, you guys are loading up for Bear for the next segment. All right, go ahead, Ethan.
And so I was sitting there, and me and my mom got to talking. And talking about, and I just felt burdened. I knew I was lost, and we got to talking about it. And I told her, I said, I know I'm lost. I need to be saved. And so it was just me and my three older brothers. My next sister had just been born. There's seven of us, and so we were just there. And my mom took me downstairs in the living room so we could talk personally. And she shared with me the gospel, which I knew, but she was just sharing it with me, making sure I understood it. And making sure it was clear. She didn't want to force anything on me. She wanted to make sure that I knew what the gospel was. And I did. I knew I was lost. I knew I needed a Savior. And so she said, well, if you know what you need to do, she said, let's pray right now. And so I knelt down at the couch. I can take you to the spot. I can take you to where I got saved. And I knelt down right there, and I asked the Lord to save me just because I knew I was a sinner, and I knew the only way to be saved was believing on Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. And when I did, man, my sins were forgiven, and, man, I had such joy.
It's a great way to end the segment, don't you think, Cody?
Oh, yeah.
He's shaking his head like, yeah, that's
perfect,
a great
perfect answer. Timing.
It's a Cinderella story. It's all about pumpkins, I'm telling you. They scoop out all the, you know, if you've read the thing, it's cool. So when we come back, I'm thinking somebody's going to answer this riddle. I'm personally shocked that nobody has said which Bible verse did Paul refer to the law as a schoolmaster. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Today, we're really blessed to have with us Cody Johnson, who's with the Mount Pisgah Church, who's putting on a back-to-school bash next Saturday. We're going to be live there at 11, but it starts at 8 o'clock, and it preceded by a We Can Only Imagine weekend, which, you know, is going to start out with a movie showing of We Can Only Imagine, and Cody's got so much more he's going to share with you about all that's going on there at Mount Pisgah, because we all know that a church alive is worth the drive. And, you know, that just makes a great tagline, and I love great taglines. Like Truth to Utah. And if you work for the Truth Network, you know, you love names like Truth to Utah. And so Ethan Moore, which we just found out that he has seven in his family, you know, siblings, or there's seven more, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And Kevin Novak is deconstructing the Coliseum, escaping the Common Core with their forum that's coming up next weekend in Appomattox. It is for people that want to know more about education. It's got a lot to do with homeschooling, which we're going to get to in just a minute. But before we do that, we have Fail in Greensboro. Do you know Fail, Cody?
I do not.
Okay. And she... Fail, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
I am so glad you called in. Do you know which verse in the Bible did Paul refer to the law as a schoolmaster?
I think I do.
All right.
It should be found in Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. And Paul is talking to the Galatians, and of course he's talking about the law. And he's telling them, according to verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And you know, I don't know, I have a friend that this is one of his favorite verses, Darren Coon. And he told me that this word in Greek is like pagonia or something. Mm-hmm. I can't speak Greek. And then my listeners know I can't speak Greek, but it's a cool word. It's like apopagonia. But he told me that the definition of this guy, they call it a schoolmaster because there really wasn't an English translation for it. But essentially, if you were a kid in this time with Paul, when you went to school, they would send you sort of a tutor guy. But this tutor guy, his job was to make sure you paid attention. So the minute that you eye strayed, or that, you know, that you started spitting spitwads or whatever, I don't know if they had straws to do that with back then, but I'm sure they tried it. This begonia guy would slap you upside the back of the head to make sure this.
Sound like my teacher.
Yeah, he's going to make sure you pay attention to the teacher. He's not the teacher, but he's the guy that sort of like a schoolmaster. He's going to slap you upside the head. Now,
right. I think in other versions, too, I've read they use the word a tool, that the law is just a tool that we use.
Right. So the law is slapping you upside the head saying there's no way I can do this. Right? You're shooting spitwads. Not you. I know you wouldn't fail, but I shoot spitwads. And I was really pretty good at it. You know how you could take the center out of a big pen and anyway.
Well, you're talking to a former teacher.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh, well, never mind. No, but nonetheless, isn't that cool that the law just keeps slapping us upside the head saying, you need Jesus. You can't do this without the, you know. And so I love that verse. It really is very cool.
You need Jesus, and you need faith in Jesus. You need faith.
That is exactly right. By faith that it all happens. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today.
You guys have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Well, speaking of getting slapped upside the head, you know, in homeschooling, that never happens, does it, Kevin?
I'm sure it does. But hopefully it's done in the correct biblical manner.
Yeah, I feel bad for these guys that were homeschooled. They didn't get a chance to take the center out of their big pen. But
you don't know that, Robbie.
But seriously, I know our listeners want to know, you know, a little bit more of what your passion is there, Kevin.
My passion is just to get people to think about whether there should be public schools, whether the Bible justifies that. That really is the passion, because I enjoy getting people to think about things, not just biblical ethics and biblical political law, civil government law, but really getting in the question that. And I think what happens is sometimes, not that people here are doing this now, but sometimes when people come across what it is I do, they think that what I'm doing is criticizing or being critical of parents who send their children to the civil government school system. So what I would call that is the issue of delegation, whether to send a child to a civil government school, whether to homeschool, whether to send your child to a cooperative. That's not what I do. What I do is something more fundamental, and that is get people to look into Scripture and determine whether the Scriptures justify the existence of these civil government schools. And really, that's important, because then that gets people to really think about whether they can reform public schools, which they can't. And it gets people, mainly Christian teachers, to question whether they ought to be going into these schools to save people or to present the gospel, which they could be doing in other venues just as effectively, if not even more effectively. So it's really that, to get people to think about what I call jurisdiction, and that is whether there should be public schools in the first place.
Yeah, which, you know, you have that law background, right?
Yeah, and it's exciting. It really is. And, you know, we were talking earlier about excitement and energy in one's testimony, and Christian leaders, leaders in general, the number one thing that people are drawn to is passion, just passion about this. And so I would just encourage our young leaders, including the gentlemen that are on with us now, to really think about this and be passionate about that with young people. Question these things. Okay, now you're saved. Now God has regenerated you. What are you going to do with that? Are you really going to think big? Are you going to believe that God can really do big things in our nation? And that's important. Really understanding that the gospel isn't this compartmentalized internal thing that you walk around with. It's something that you have to externalize in every area of life. And that would include discipleship of the next generations. So if someone is not fortunate enough to have been homeschooled, that's fine. But what we can do is teach those young people that did go to a civil government school, including me, and teach them passionately that now you need to reconsider whether there should be public schools in the first place. And that will get us, I think, I can't tell God that he ought to make a revival happen, but I think from an operational sense, we can make that happen by getting our children out of these public schools and then discipling them.
And so you can hear from Kevin, really, William Wallace is underneath there, right? He's saying, what will you do with that freedom, right? What are you going to? You got the freedom, and people fought to die for it, but what are you going to do with that freedom? And I know what they're going to do at Pisgah Church. They are going to go wild because you have so many events that you got to tell, Cody, what's going on?
Well, we are located at 2600 Pisgah Church Road, and the church name is Mount Pisgah Church. And we are having the We Can Only Imagine weekend, which is this Saturday and next Sunday. The event starts Saturday morning from 8:30 to 11:30. We're giving out 1,000 free backpacks that have already been packed with school supplies, things that are needed for the school. And we're giving 200 free sport screening physicals that'll happen that day. Also, we're giving free haircuts. We're going to have free food. We have nothing but cakes. We have a lot of refreshments, and we have some bouncy houses. And we even have organizations like the Chris Paul Foundation coming in. And also, the preschoolers can sign up for Dolly Parton's Imaginary Library that day. And then we're coming back on Saturday night at 6:30, and we're doing the showing of I Can Only Imagine, which is the movie based upon the hit song by Mercy Me.
I can only imagine.
Yes.
Can you only imagine?
I cannot imagine.
I can only imagine.
Our tagline is, we can only imagine what God's going to do this weekend.
I am very excited about it.
Showing the movie. And then we're going to have acoustic music provided by Jesse Ainsworth, and we're also having concessions. And that Saturday night, we're just calling people to come out and watch the movie. And then on that Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we're having one worship service that morning with Mount Pisgah starting at 10 o'clock, and we're having our chancel choir play, but also the Mount, which is our praise and worship service. The praise band is going to be playing also. And then on that Sunday night, we're going to come back at 5:30, and we're going to show. And the tagline is, we can only imagine the blessings to come from this event. So we're having three different food trucks show up in our parking lot at 5:30 that night. We're going to have a community worship at 7. We're having the music provided by the Soldiers Again Prio, and the Young Adult Praise Team actually has a praise band, and they're called the Bridge Praise Team. And we're also having comedy that night provided by Tim Schwatthire. And so,
and all that, and he didn't even mention Andy Bowersox is going to be there.
And Andy Bowersox will be there on Saturday morning at 11 to 12 doing live interviews and a live podcast of Kingdom Pursuit. So we just really encourage you to come out. And with Mount Pisgah, we just want to be a blessing to the community. So come and bring your friends.
So, wow. You got all that. But don't forget Nathan, Ethan. Some people call him Nathan. I do. But his name is actually Ethan Moore. And if you go to our website, kingdompursuits.com, you're going to see there how to link. He's trying to raise support, find churches like Mount Pisgah that are willing to send missionaries to Utah, right here in the United States. You know, they're reaching people from Christ. Go to kingdompursuits.com, find out more about all these guys, this great event, this forum that's coming up. Oh, it's amazing. All there at kingdompursuits.com. Right now, stay tuned. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.